Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hypnotica with Chantelle and Melissa. Today we are talking about advice for our teenage selves, what we wish we would have known way back then. So take it away, Melissa.
It's funny that we're talking about this now because it's also something that I am currently navigating in a more, like, I want to say just up-leveled way. And the way I view healing is it goes in a circle, like a spiral upwards. I'm like, oh, we're just coming around the spiral again. So what I wish I knew back then when I was just starting to date and learning about my sexuality is the importance of standing in my own power, my own energy, and my boundaries. And I feel like that term is super nebulous. Like, oh, what does it mean to stand in your power? In being in your, in embodying yourself, embodying your own energy, it's what it means to me. And I do want to invite everyone to explore this for yourself and what it means for you. And so journaling on that, meditating on that, taking that for a walk and being like, how does this feel to me? But for me, it means being so stable and calm and centered, not only in my body, but who I am as a person, what I want, what I don't want, which is equally as important as what you want. And what I need from not only myself, my relationships, but then how I want to feel in a relationship. So growing up, I was taught that I should feel and should expect certain things from men. As I went into my 20s, I would meet men who would meet those expectations, but I didn't feel good about it. But I just stayed with them because I'm like, well, they're doing the thing that's supposed to bring me the happiness. So the happiness will eventually come. And maybe something's wrong with me because I'm not experiencing happiness. There was always this like internal dialogue of like, something must be wrong with me because I don't feel this way that I was told to feel in a relationship. So now, 20 years later, I'm noticing and have been noticing this whole time my pattern of having to go out and get love and get the external validation and acceptance and just like the unconditional, like being seen, like, okay, unconditional positive regard is like in my brain right now, but also love. Having to get that from someone else and source it from someone else has been detrimental to my well-being. That's not how it's supposed to go. Learning to self-source my own love, validation, happiness, approval, all of that has been a difficult but worthwhile journey. And each relationship has, for better or for worse, because I choose to self-reflect, has made me look within. Where did I leak all my energy out and put it all on someone else? Where did I do well enough to stay with myself and like speak up for myself? Did I stay too long? Did I run too fast? You know, we're constantly looking at what we can take responsibility for and how we apply it to the next relationship. So currently, I'm in a situation that is so beautiful and so lovely in all of the best ways. And I am on so many levels, like so happy. And there are circumstances that are making me pause inside all of that and really look at what I have capacity for. Is this the direction I want to go in? And if I don't, what decisions do I make? And if I do, what does capacity look like for me to hold in this relationship? I don't have answers to that. And that's so wildly uncomfortable. Just like sitting with that discomfort. But if I was my 18-year-old self or my 20-year-old self, I would be panicking and freaking out and yanking and pulling on this person's energy. And instead, I'm just observing. And because that's the best I can do right now is to just observe, feel what my body's doing. Where am I holding tension? Where am I relaxed? At what points do I get tense? At what points do I relax? And let that navigate my next steps. What my body's doing, what my intuition is saying, what feels good to me and right to me, and what doesn't. And looking at it like all spread out like that. So that is my version of standing in my own energy and my own power, even when the negative stories pipe up, or the, oh, well, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. It's like the stories can be there, but we don't have to attach to anything. Like you're still connected to the very like core and center of yourself, or of, in my case, like I said, myself and the things that I'm navigating. Chantel, what do you have on this?
I just like looking at that situation and navigating something similar. It just takes an incredible amount of trust in life, in the universe, in yourself, to be like, when the mind is just trying to pick everything apart and being like, well, that, and then that, just like. And then you're trying to go to sleep at night, and the mind just keeps playing it over and over, trying to fix it. And it's just like the only way to get any sense of peace is to just trust and to be like, no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. No matter what happens, whether I lose this relationship or not, I'm going to still find someone, like there's always something better around the corner. Like there's, it's not that. Like that feeling that, oh no, everything, I'm going to lose everything. Like that's not true. It's like a lie. Like we are going to be okay. It's just the, what is it? Kyle Cease always says, like, the mind can't see like ahead, like what we're going to gain. It can only see what we're going to lose.
I was just thinking that. Yes.
That same thing.
I
Yeah. Okay.
was like,
We must be on the
Kyle
same radio frequency,
said
right? And speaking of
that.
radio frequency, that's what I wish that my teenage self would have known. And we were talking about this a little bit before we started recording too, about when you are in your own power and in your own like energy, you attract people and you also repel people. Like your radio frequency is so strong. Like imagine in the olden days and you're turning that dial, right? And you want to find it where there's no static, where you can hear it clearly. And that's what I'm striving towards. I'm striving towards balance. I'm striving towards having a clear signal of like, this is who I am. Take it or leave it. Love me or hate me. Like being okay with being hated. That's a challenge for a people pleaser because it feels unsafe. But at the same time, I really feel, and I really believe that my preferences keep me safe. I feel that not only does it repel people from me, like make people hate me, but it like puts up a boundary too. Like, it's just like, well, I am so strong in this belief or in who I am that like your opinion of me literally just rolls off my shoulders. Like it doesn't pierce me and stay in there. It's just like it's irrelevant. So yeah, that whole radio frequency thing, it is like you said, like a spiral, the learning of the lesson. Like, I've learned this lesson many times and I keep having to relearn it in a new way of how to and as projectors too, it's a big thing with our magnetism and our we're entrepreneurial and with our businesses too, how clients are magnetized to us is when our signal is strong and we're saying who we are, what we believe, not when we're trying to please every person that might hear what we have to say, right? Like my best friendships have come from me writing what I truly think. And then they're just like, oh, there's my tribe. Like, hello, let's go for coffee, right? And that's just how it works. But like, if we just put out watered down stuff, people can't even see us. Like, we're so staticky on that radio, they can't hear anything. It's just like blah, blah, blah.
Yes. I like what you said about when you, I'm going to paraphrase that, like when you are yourself, you repel other people that are not meant for you. And yes, that feels super scary, but you're right with the safety. This is also something else I'm learning. When we are with ourselves and centered in ourselves, there is so much safety in that, where the people pleasers of the world, myself included, we've learned that in order to stay safe, you have to people please. Like that's where the safety is, but that is the opposite of what you should do. It's just being like, no, this is who I am. This is how I'm going to show up. And you're welcome to hang out and stay. But if it doesn't work for you, there's also the door. You can leave. So, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong. And this is so much easier said than done. But there's nothing wrong with being disliked or being hated or whatever. You're right. It's like there's this boundary that's there where it's like, well, that energy doesn't get to come in. They don't, it doesn't resonate. So it's just like they just bounce off. And it's meant to be like that. Can you even imagine if we were all for, like, that feels overwhelming to me. If there was no difference in opinion, no difference in viewpoint or lens or perspective, what? I can't, I don't know. I don't know. That feels overwhelming to me.
I've also been thinking a lot this last week about our yes and our no. I've been thinking about what are we for versus what are we against. So when someone is in victimhood, which I was in most of my life, we're always thinking about what we're against, and we're always thinking about what we don't want. And what we don't realize is that we're just attracting more of that. So once we can shine the light, the flashlight on the shadow and be like, oh, okay, that's what's going on. We take responsibility for our part in it, and we sh can shift towards what we want. Like we identify, okay, this is the spirit of whatever it may be, like sadness. Okay, so I'm experiencing the spirit of sadness. What do I want to feel instead? You know, and then pivot towards the, you know, kind of invite in the new energy to kind of re take the place of the old energy. And it's not a sort of like a sending away, like the resistance, what you resist persists. It's basically what you give most of your energy to is what's going to hang around you in terms of energies and, you know, that sort of thing and how we want to feel. And what most people don't understand is that we have complete control of, you know, like we can command energies. We can command those those feelings to come and go. Like we have that capability. I wish my teenage self would have known that. We can embody whoever we want to embody. Like just think about improv on stage or like being on in the theater, like you can embody whatever character you choose. You can fake it till you make it. You can go out there and be the most confident person ever, even if you do have a side of yourself that's shy or unsure or, you know, like we all have those capabilities. We all have like those archetypes that we can choose to embody at whatever time we want. That's a very empowering concept. So going back to like the lesson, it's like, what are we for versus what are we against? It's a big deal. Like, or even like with that radio signal thing, like when you have your radio signal clear, you're saying, this is who I am, this is what I'm for. And everything else is static, the what you're against or the people who, you know, hate you or whatever. Like it's just static. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely. I love that. I love, yeah, looking at what we are for. Because we, even just thinking about that feels better. It feels lighter than just like, yeah, the victimhood or being like, I don't want that. I want that. I want that. Or that, yeah, that makes me
It's
feel some kind of way.
like nonsensical. So let's say you are going on a trip to Vegas and you have this map, and like if you don't have a GPS in my scenario, but you have this map and you're like, here's me and here's where I want to go. It would be nonsensical to say, I don't want to go to Hawaii. I don't want to go to Canada. I don't want to go here. Like, how stupid would that be? Would you
Oh
get
my
to
God.
Vegas? No, you would not. You
It
only get to Vegas when you're like, this is where I want to go. You know, how do I get there?
I love that whole like analogy. Yeah, because it's true. You're not sitting there like, yeah, I don't want to go all these places. I don't want to do that.
Or like,
But I'm
why
like,
did I go
cool,
to
fun.
that place and I didn't really want to? Like, why mull over it? Does that get you to Vegas? No, it doesn't.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So good. So good. Is there anything else you want to add?
What I would want to tell to my teenage self.
Mm-hmm.
Be on alert for the energies of fear, guilt, and shame. When those show up, pivot. Pivot towards, like, I am worthy. Like, I am
Yes.
not participating in lack. I am not participating in fear, guilt, or shame. I am completely worthy, and we'll just go from there.
Yes. I was literally just thinking that, especially the worthiness piece. As soon as like the more negative things seep in, it's like we're gonna redirect, we're gonna pivot, and like, no. We're all here for a reason. We're all here to self-express, and we all here are worth that and deserve that. So anytime that negative stuff comes in, it's like, no. We have the choice to pivot. We don't have to pivot. That's also a choice, but you have the choice to pivot if you.
Yeah, and it's like, who wants to be manipulated? Fear, guilt, and shame are manipulative things.
Yes.
So whenever that's directed at me, it's just like, I am super aware of it now. I'm just like, nah,
Yes.
you know, that does not resonate with me.
Exactly. Yes. Ah, so good. I'm gonna be thinking about that flashlight all day. And be like, okay, we're gonna look at what we want. Yes. Oh my goodness. Thank y'all so much for hanging out with us this week. And yeah, we will see y'all in a week.
Bye.
Bye.